COVID-19 stimulus bill passed this past week, a bill which had 75% approval in polls that included 55% of Republican voters and 0% of GOP support in the House and the Senate. Now, if you look at the $1.9 trillion bill, there are items like the $1,400 direct checks, which actually are probably going to start showing up in your account this coming week, additional unemployment benefits, an expansion of the child tax credit, funds for reopening schools, vaccine research, distribution, rent assistance for low-income people, SNAP program benefits being increased by 15%. Now, are there things that don't belong in the minority of that spending? Yeah. Some you might actually agree with. For example, $10 million is going for the preservation of Native American languages, which I don't have a problem with. Just my personal opinion, belief, outlook. But do you mean Republicans never slid out-of-place spending into budgets and other financial resolutions? You look back, very few of the budget promises during the Trump years came to be. Go back to the George W. Bush era. I think there was only one spending bill that was ever shot down by either Bush in the White House or the GOP in Congress. In a variety of ways, the majority is going into the hands of Americans who aren't going to squirrel that money away. They're going to spend it, which in turn will further the restoration of the economy, especially the local economy, if people's focus is looking the right way. When it comes to businesses, I don't mean preserving jobs, having people in those jobs, getting more hours after months of having hours reduced, creating the need for hiring, and basically keeping doors open on local businesses. Well, I guess Republicans are too busy reading from Dr. Seuss books to see the lines that food pantries or the owners of businesses had closed, leaving those people deep in debt and without at least an immediate direction of where to go next. So let the Washington Republicans create diversions with Dr. Seuss, where it was their publisher, by the way, who actually decided to stop publishing six of the lesser-known books because of their specific image content or what's or other. Oh, yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Potato, allow me to give you a newsflash. They're not going away. But if they're so up in arms, the D.C. Republicans, about the cancel culture, and you know what, let them protest Andrew Cuomo's publisher, canceling further production and promotion of his book on, well, leadership during the pandemic. We're taught in God's Word to tithe 10% of what we have to God via our church. I'm hoping you'll embrace that same idea with that check or the extended unemployment benefits that you'll be receiving regarding where you'll spend that money. Dedicate part of it to a local business, not just the big stores or online shopping, because that will make a great difference in the plan that this is all set up to be.